Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, welcome, folks. We are live and on location in Newtown, North Dakota. And I know a million of you have a question you want answered today, and that is, if my Frank Speech download is not working, what do I do? If I can't get the app going, I'm just going to give you a little bit of full disclosure here. Not everything is rolling out perfectly with Frank Speech. But all you really need to worry about is at what point this weekend could I access the site, because Monday 9 a.m. is the official rollout. Now, if you're a VIP and you did the VIP access until midnight last night, very, very, very top, what am I trying to say? You're going to have the best of the best by being that VIP member, okay? And, Kev, if you go there today, can you still be a VIP? It was supposed to end at midnight last night. And today you were supposed to be able to go there and see a video from Mike explaining Frank's speech and some content of a few of us. That's going to happen over the weekend now. All you need to do at this point, if you have it, is wait till Monday.
Yep, okay? Well, it's still the same. It's still the original video that Mike had talking about the building of it. So, but get your mobile number in there. Get it submitted.
Yeah, so what that means is
you'll be ready to go. Yep.
If you haven't done it yet, you're still good.
Yeah.
You're still good. And you could still be a VIP member. That was supposed to close at midnight last night, but they're still taking VIP members. So, again, I'm going to just say this as simply as I can. Go to a desktop, meaning your laptop or a desktop computer. Go to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Frank as in your Uncle Frank Costanza, and speech as in S-P-E-E-C-H. What I'm doing right now. Speech. And it's going to say, type your mobile number in. And you have your mobile number in your hand, and you type on your laptop or your desktop, the telephone number of your mobile phone. You push enter, it'll pop a code up, and that code needs to go on your phone. And you're looking at the computer, and you say, okay, it's doot, 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 doot. You put that in your phone. Once it's in your phone, it'll give you the option of having that be on the desktop of your phone, meaning you want that app to be kind of prominent. Because you can also do the app. So you have two ways to access Frank's speech. Just like you do with Facebook, you can do it on a computer at home, or you can do it on a computer in your pocket, either one. So I know some of you are having a few issues with, I got the code, but I can't get it. I know they're working on all that. I wouldn't worry about that. Maybe if you use one phone and you want to try another phone, see if you get it to work there. Just worry less about, hey, it's not showing up right now at frankspeech.com, or it's not showing up on my phone, because you have to realize there are millions and millions of Americans hearing the same thing at this very moment that I'm telling you, our audience in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, about this. I mean, it's a game-changing new social media platform. And Mike Lindell put $17 million of his own money just into big server rooms and things so that you will be able to say what you want to say. You can't
right.
take the Lord's name in vain. You can't upload pornography. You can't say bad words that start with an F or a C. I think an S. But other than that, you know, if you hate vaccines or you love vaccines, if you hate masks or you love masks, if you think COVID is woke crap or you think COVID is real and if we don't get it, it's going to be the plague of the earth. It doesn't matter. Your viewpoints are welcome. I want to just make a quick note. I'm in Newtown today, so this is probably appropriate. I'm at Teddy's Residential Suites, which I would say is as nice as any hotel in North Dakota, and for that matter, as nice as any hotel I've stayed in New York City, Minneapolis, or Los Angeles. It doesn't have 100 floors, but I hate the floors. I always want to be on the first floor because I want to get in and out, quick. It's a nice place, okay? It's called Teddy's. Why is it called Teddy's? Well, guy by the name of Teddy Roosevelt spent some time in North Dakota, and we have a park named after him. And by the way, it's the only national park named after him in the country. And by the way, the only national park named after a president anywhere in the USA. So I'm to think Teddy Roosevelt's pretty special. I think it's pretty special that he spent some time in North Dakota. And I want to honor Teddy Roosevelt and everything he taught America, very little of which we still use in our day-to-day lives. So the platform that I am, I should say, the way I'm going to access the platform that will be not only for you, our listeners, but for Diamond and Silk's listeners and viewers and Charlie Kirk's and Diamond and Silk, people that I was on a conference call a week ago today saying, oh, this is how it works. Oh, okay, I get it. You know, people from that world who previously have been silenced by YouTube and shut down when they talk about masks and have their livelihoods ruined by YouTube, that didn't happen to me because I didn't rely on YouTube. I do what I do on the radio, and then we use it other places. And we're really looking at Frank's speech no different than that. Okay? It'll be me on the radio, but also I have a platform there. And Kevin and I have been doing a podcast most of the days after the show called Leftovers. And we call it Leftovers because Kevin lives on leftovers. How many meals a week, Kevin, do you think that you eat that are leftovers versus the real deal, sit at the table, look at your wife, look at your son, and have a meal? Leftovers versus real, how many?
Oh, at least three. At least three times a week.
Of leftovers.
Well, we always make more, it seems, and there's always leftovers. So, you know.
Yeah. So are you saying three times a week is when you eat leftovers or three times a week that you sit down with your wife and son?
No, three times a week leftovers. Usually.
And how many times sitting down with your wife and son is family time?
Three or four. Yep, three or four.
You're a better man than me because I don't get to do that anywhere near as much as I want, partly from my travel schedule. But when I am home, my wife is a home care worker. She's an occupational therapist. She's in choir at church. And, you know, yesterday was at a dog park with her OT buddies. Do you know we have an indoor dog park in Fargo now?
I did know that, yeah.
I didn't know that. She called me from there. She said, I'm at the dog park. I said, dog park? Are you outside? It's a little chilly. No, I'm inside. My OT friends were walking Finn. I'm like, wow. You know, but anyway, my daughter's a senior, our youngest, senior in high school, Chanley. Great, 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 great Catholic education she's got that's launching her now to the Carey School of Business at Arizona State. And so she's busy. She's got friends. She works. Nobody's at home anymore. I'm an orphan when I get home. But if I say, where is everybody? They say, well, you're the one that's always gone. So anyway, that's a long story of how we ended up calling Leftovers, Leftovers. Leftovers is going to be something different. I don't know what. But we're going to repurpose not the leftovers of this show, but the main course of this show into something we call Teddy Talks. So Teddy being Teddy Roosevelt, and talks being like TED Talks, everybody knows those, I think, these 18-minute things where people tell you how smart they are. And we're going to try and do TEDy Talks in like 9-minute tranches. So, you know, maybe three a day that are more about sort of my point is I think if we do it well in 9 minutes, we can do what TEDy's Talks does in 18 and what, you know, somebody else does 2 hours because that's sort of how North Dakotans do things. We're just more efficient. We say less. We do more. That's the North Dakota way. And I'm not going to be able to do it myself. I'm going to do it with you, the people that listen to the show, the people that are the real geniuses of North Dakota that can show San Francisco, really? You think tofu? That's like eating. That'd be like me going to the laundry bin and pulling out the dirty socks and eating it. That's what tofu is. And it's I eat beef. I eat ribeyes. Ribeyes are steaks I live on, right? I mean, and so do my grandparents. Potatoes, beef, and gravy was 6.5 out of 7 meals. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
And do we live to be a lot longer than the average? Kevin, I think we do.
Yeah. So
I think we have something here, right?
Yep.
And if you live in California or New York or Minneapolis, you hate energy. But your phone is powered by energy. So I don't get it. They drive around in a Taurus. And I don't know about you, but a Taurus and a semi, I know who's going to win that. It's sort of like your joke about Kevin about the poodle and the sheepdog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So the sheepdog gets the better end of that deal. I'm just saying. And you know, a Taurus this little fart of a car, can I say that F word? I don't know if I can, but I guess I just did. They think is, you know, powered by electricity that they plug in that comes from the wall, right? And we know it comes from coal. It's a coal-powered Taurus, but they're driving a Taurus wearing their mask, thinking they're smarter than you. So would you rather do that, or would you rather come to where I am today, Teddy's Residential Suites, where masks are optional, because this is America. You could decide whether you want a mask or not. And you stay in a great place, and you breathe a little bit. It's the North Dakota way. So we're going to, as much as possible, tell that story on these Teddy Talks. So I'd love your help in that. I'm going to turn over the I'm going to apply to Maxine Waters' rules. What did Maxine say to me earlier today? She told me to shut up or something, I think, Kevin. Didn't Maxine Waters tell me to shut up? I'm going to take her advice.
You need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, mister.
Okay, so I'm shutting my mouth for the whole next segment, and we're doing Radio Graffiti. You got 1 minute, 1 minute only, to tell me what's on your mind. Call now at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550 on anything. Next.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The China threat is the real deal. It's rising. Do you see the news today about what they're doing in Hong Kong? I mean, they're taking it over, and you think free speech is dead in North Dakota? Holy buckets. The cancel culture is nothing compared to what they do in Hong Kong. The military of China is testing Taiwan. China wants to defeat America. Now, thankfully, the truth is being exposed about China on Newsmax TV with Chris Salcedo. All this week on Newsmax TV, there's a special series Chris Salcedo is doing called The China War. The FBI says China's a grave threat. the right, and Chris says the war with China is on. It's happening. This isn't like, oh, it could be World War III. No, the China war is on. So you can see Chris Salcedo on Newsmax TV. It is the network everyone is talking about, and they let you talk there, unlike Fox News Channel, where it's all about Sean Hannity. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want it or you'll switch. Tell them you're going to do what Scott did. You're switching. You're done. And Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, smart TVs, Samsung, Sony, Vizio, LG. Just go buy a new TV and you got it free. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching. Find out about the China war on Chris Salcedo tonight. Newsmax is real. It is real news, folks. That's what it is. It's the real deal. I watch Newsmax, and you should, too.
You okay. Need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Okay, I will shut my mouth, I promise, because I was talking for Newsmax, and they you know.
Oh, anyway, then you're okay. Then
I'll shut up.
He's okay, Max. That's all right.
Thank you. Just calm her down one more moment. Here's the way you can weigh in. Radio Graffiti will actually last the entire show today, but live on the air, calls right now, 701-258-0550. 258-0550. Call now or call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. The entire show, 1 minute, 1 minute only. It's all we're going to play. 855-200-1776. One more time, 855-200-1776. I'll shut up. Kevin, you go. Who are we talking to first? 1 minute.
We got Mark and Lincoln. Mark, go.
Hey, there's Scott. I still never received my Macklin number. About months ago.
Let's see. I heard only a little bit of that, and I think you're missing some My Pillows that you won a while ago. Would you do me a favor, if that's the case, would you email Crystal? All right, write this down. Crystal, yes. C-R-Y-S-T-L, like good, fine Crystal, dot Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, Crystal.Lopez at flagfamily.com. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes Scott forgets. Oh, sometimes yeah. Kevin forgets. Sometimes Chris forgets. We all once in a while drop one of those. And if you are waiting for anything from me that has been promised you from this program, Crystal.Lopez at flagfamily.com.
No, it's totally fine. I have a high school sports blogger on it.
I cannot hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
really,
man.
Really hard to hear you, Mark.
Jeff, 1 minute.
Yeah, really hard to hear you. Call back, Mark. Maybe get a better connection. Clint in Bismarck wants to talk about Newsmax. Clint, what's on your mind?
Hey, I agree with Scott about Newsmax, just like Fox used to be. I would watch out for Sebastian Gorka. I don't trust him. And when he wouldn't let Mike Lindell talk about the voting fraud and rotten machines, I don't trust him. I would watch him. And I also don't agree with President Trump backing Little Marco. He absolutely is a bad rhino. And we know what the bad rhinos did to Donald Trump.
All right. He said in less than a minute. Typical North Dakotan, right? Who's next, Kev?
All right. Got it done. Thank you, Clint. Let's see. Ruger, Golden Valley, talking about Bismarck bucks. Ruger, what's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Scott, I got to ask you a question first. I never did hear yesterday when you asked that coach of the Bucks if there was going to be any kneelers disrespect in America, because my family and I enjoy going to Bucks games, and if I go there or even hear somebody who went there and there's something like that going on, I'll never give the Bucks another dime.
The coach said something like this: we play football. And I took that to answer it without answering it. The Raheem, I met the wide receiver, I forget his last name, and we did that interview. I asked him about it, too, as I recall. I don't know if you've seen that video yet, but we had a great tour yesterday. Of all the things happening at the Rough Rider Center in Bismarck. It's on my Facebook page right now. We ran into Raheem. That was in Watford City. What did I say?
Bismarck.
Okay, no, it was in, actually, the Bismarck Bucks are in Watford City right now training, but the Bismarck Bucks are from Bismarck. So we did a tour at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City yesterday that you can watch. Is that your minute? Because you're at a minute, but you can go if you got another minute.
Well, hey, the rumor is I'm going to see you and Leon Sunday somewhere, so hopefully you show up. I know Leon's going to be there.
Yeah, I heard that Leon Francis invited me to go shooting with Ruger. And that problem is I'm home for all of 36 hours this weekend, and I have to take part of that to shoot with you. So my wife may shoot me if I do that, but we'll see. I'll try and be there. Now,
well,
who's
send
next, Kev?
Video if you don't make it.
All right, please
all right.
do. I'd love to see
all
it.
Right.
Please do.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ruger.
Next?
Fred and Wing, a little knowledge from Wing, the asteroid apophysis. What are we talking about, Fred? What is that?
Let him go.
Anybody ever hear about the asteroid apophysis? A lot of people have been watching it for years. That in 2029, it's supposed to come close enough to the Earth to be in between us and our farthest satellites, the one that do our geosynchronous orbit satellites, about 19,000 miles. Now, this asteroid, interestingly, is as big as Main Street in Wing.
Well, that's not very big, though.
A mile.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not that big, but it's 3.1 blocks, 440 yards plus. It's a quarter of a mile by an eighth of a mile. And it's big enough to do a lot of damage, and it's coming in 29 to an ocean near you. And they say that it's not going to hit, and it's probably not, but there's a possibility it will. And what the thing about it is today, Friday and Saturday, it's close to us because these things don't come from way outer space. They've been orbiting with us, between us and Venus. And the orbit crosses our orbit today and tomorrow. And it'll
okay,
be
Fred, you're
close enough for our gravity to affect it.
You're over a minute, Fred, but I am intrigued. So if I heard you correctly, this big, ginormous piece of space junk, but it isn't really junk, it's an actual asteroid, it's God-made, is orbiting the Earth, and by 2029 it could be here, but we can have a chance to look at it soon, is that what you're saying, and get an idea how big this thing is, but it won't hurt anybody, it won't drop in the ocean, is that what you said?
It's within two moons away from us right now. It'll be 19,000 miles away in 2029. It orbits with us. Like big cars on a racetrack.
Wow.
We're going to pass it in 29, and it's a good chance it could hit us. And there are some people that think that's wormwood in the Bible.
It's wormwood?
Well, yeah, it could.
Wormwood. Oh, yeah, read C.S. Lewis if you want to know about wormwood. Interesting. Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate that. Who's next?
What do we got? Mike in South Fargo's back.
Go,
talking about
Mike.
Newsmax. Go, Mike.
Go.
I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
You're on.
Oh, okay, thanks. Just a quick comment, I'll hang up and listen. I won't use up my whole minute. I called Midco customer I am, and in Sioux Falls. They gave me the same runaround about not being able to compete or not want to compete with Dish Network. So they gave me the same answer. So I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, super producer Chris, we need to get somebody from Midco. The person I think of when I think of Midco is a lot of smart people in Sioux Falls who built a good company. And then I think of somebody that works for them by the name of Justin Forty. Justin is a great, great member of that team out of Fargo. And what I'd like to have is a guest from Midco to talk about this Dish deal. Because I keep hearing the reason they can't put Newsmax on is because Dish won't let them. Well, Dish isn't owned by Midco, so I don't know why they'd let... And it just seems like a bad excuse. We'll check it out. More coming up.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear masks. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I don't remember when it's on the calendar, but we're going to be live broadcasting from there soon. I'm going back in a hot tub, Kev. I'm going to actually get in the hot tub, do the show. They have
these
floaty things that I think is for food. Like if you get in the hot tub and you want maybe some chips and salsa or something, which
yep.
I wouldn't recommend, actually, because then you just end up cleaning a lot of your filter at some point. But you can do it. Floats around. I put the laptop on it so I can do the show. And I have the headsets on, which are not electrical. Okay, so and what I do is I actually just sit there and do the show. So we're going to do that soon, and then half the show will be in the hot tub and half will be in the sauna, because the reason I can do what I do, Mike Lindell's pillows, because I get a good night's sleep finally, and Vince Webker, Vince my neighbor, sells saunas and hot tubs. The best saunas, Finleo. The best hot tubs, Hot Spring, because there's saunas and there's Finleo. There are hot tubs, most of which are a complete ownership disaster. They end up being just germ farms. They're awful. And hot springs, they make everything easy for you. You can have it like literally they come and service your hot tub, and you like when you're at work, and they fix it. Or you can do what I've done. Just take enough patience to learn how to do it yourself. You clean the filters about once a month. You drain the water about once a quarter. You test the chemicals every now and then when you're running errands. You drop it by. They say a little of this, a little of that. It is the most hassle-free ownership experience on earth. If you've owned a hot tub and you say, no, I was there, Scott, you're lying. I've been there. It's all hassle. You didn't own a hot spring. You did not own a hot spring. Trust me on this one thing. And they sell fun, too. I know a lot of people right now are just trying to find a way to de-stress a little bit. So go in there and buy a Galaga game. Galaga. That's my favorite game. My wife likes Pac-Man. But they have the games, the billiard tables. They've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. They sell wellness is what they do. Because 20 minutes in the sauna, 20 minutes in the hot tub, life is better. Just trust me on this one thing. All right. And
you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
You did it again, man.
I did. Do we have two more calls to get to? I'll shut my mouth for two more calls. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Radio Graffiti, go!
Tom in Jamestown, go!
Yes, I heard your previous call. You talked about the comet or meteor might hit the United States. I want to talk about something might be a little bit more relevant, the debt and the deficit. That is the biggest time bomb that is waiting to go off here in the United States economically. No matter what we plan on either side, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, once that time bomb does go off, it's going to be a whole new ballgame. There needs to be a strong bipartisan effort on cutting spending and raising taxes. That's the only way that you're going to get both sides to agree, if you can get both sides to agree. You can't do one without the other. And I would strongly encourage you to bring that up as often as you can and bring it up to whoever you have on your program, Representative Armstrong or the Senators Holden and Kramer. Constantly pound away at the debt and deficit. What are they doing about it? It's for our kids. It's for our grandkids. It's for the future, not just North Dakota, the entire country. And we need to get a grip on it. We need to get it down. And we need to start that process as soon as possible.
All right, you're at your minute. You're at your minute, but I totally hear you. 100% agree with you, with exception of one thing. I don't think we need to raise taxes to do it. I don't. And what Joe Biden wants to do now is build more roads by taxing the rich. Well, that just means less jobs. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I'll never sign on to thinking we don't have enough money to do what we do. What I will sign on to is that the government, the federal government, needs to do less. It needs to do less until the debt is manageable and is the appropriate size of our economy. And if the government does less and the people do more, the economy will take care of itself and the economy will help take care of the debt. So I have a different solution how to get there, but I'm talking now, and I'm supposed to, what, Kevin? What did Maxine want to say to somebody yesterday? I think I'm supposed to shut.
You need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Ryan in Aberdeen. Ryan, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, guys. I don't think that Kim Potter shooting Dante Wright should be characterized as an accident. It was a mistake, but I think it was a failure of her training at the police academy level. Here in South Dakota, I can't speak to Minnesota, but in South Dakota, for every 100 times you draw your firearm in training, you might draw your taser once. Colonel Cooper, God rest his soul, he said that when you are in a stressful situation, you don't think, you go on instinct. And that's why you train with firearms, so that your instinct leads you to proper action. And it was a failure of training. That's really what I think.
Appreciate that comment, and thank you very much. I think you know that's fair, and I don't think a failure of training should lead to a murder charge, however. I think it was a mistake, and we all make them, and sometimes they're deadly. How many texters and drivers die because they made the mistake of grabbing the phone? Again, I don't think you go to jail for that. I think you learn your lesson and tell others. But appreciate the call. I'm supposed to shut up. Shut my mouth, according to Maxine Waters. She actually say that? Was that yesterday she said that?
Yeah, that was Jordan. That was the end of Jim Jordan trying to get an answer out of Fauci, which he never got, by the way.
So she's telling Jim Jordan to shut up because he can't get an answer. Wow.
Yep.
That's unreal. That's what our government's become, people shouting at each other. It's really, really sad. That doesn't happen on the MHA Nation. They figured out a way to not shout at each other, to just get stuff done. And our next guest actually is going to talk a little bit about that. And Senator Kevin Kramer on the debt question and some of these other things. I want you to start me thinking of the question of the day for next hour. What is infrastructure? What is infrastructure? Joe Biden has a different idea of infrastructure than I do. I want to know what North Dakota's idea of infrastructure is. That was Senator Kramer next hour. But let me introduce to you Dr. Monica Mayer. She is the councilwoman for the North segment of the MHA Nation, and she is a doctor, one that heals. Monica, nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing pretty good.
I should say nice to meet you because I don't believe we met before.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
What do you want people to know that don't live here about MHA Nation?
Well, I think, of course, I may be biased, but...
That's okay.
I believe the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara Nation, MHA, is the greatest nation in, tribal nation in the Great Plains. And I say that because we are all a product of our experiences and our ancestral past history. History means a lot. That defines who you are today. And so the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara Nation originally had a treaty for more than 12 million acres with the 1851 Fort Laramie Treaty, which was primarily western North Dakota, a little bit of Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, just little edges of that. But through executive powers and, you know, no meaningful tribal consultations whatsoever, it was reduced, and we are now at 970,000.
So again, it went from when, what to what?
Over 12 million.
To less than a million.
To less than a million.
And there was not a dialogue about that, you're saying. There was a, here is what you're going to be, 12 to 1 million.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, that's a major tragedy. And the homes, ancestral lands are primarily western North Dakota. And as you know, through the Lewis and Clark expedition. The Lewis and Clark came here in Bismarck Mandan area of North Dakota, Knife River, back in November of 1804, and they wintered here. And in that process, they acquired Sacagawea services to get themselves to the western half. But if you read the journals, they are very accurate about taking a census, estimating, you know, 10,000 Mandans lived in Black Cat's village. Also, about how our lives were, how the women worked very hard, owned the home, owned the children, owned the gardens, and that we built big caches to survive through the winter, and we were probably the strongest nation in trade, agricultural trade.
And that's something, by the way, Lewis and Clark wouldn't be Lewis and Clark without Sacagawea.
Exactly.
So that's an analogy that should tell everybody how hard the women work here.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, we are by historical matrilineal. And so, you know, that's 200.
That's a way of saying moms are a big deal.
Moms are a very big deal around here, and grandmas.
Wow. What is the native word for grandma?
You know, not right off the top of my head.
We call it bestemor in Norwegian, you know. Oh. So we'll just go with the bestas. The bestas are a big deal.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that was over 200 years ago. And so through time, we have managed to survive through smallpox and through, you know, other floods and tragedies as a nation. And so today, presently, you know, we're very blessed to have of course, the government puts us on land that's hilly and not grazable and not really that great for farming, and try to turn the men into farmers. And, you know, that wasn't really their historical role.
So it's basically our culture is men are farmers, so we'll give you land. You can farm. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Just do it how we do it. They were telling you.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it was just part of that, trying to assimilate a nation. And I think that the...
But assimilation means, you know, okay, I'm going to be part of the culture I'm in, recognizing what I came from, but that this is different, right? Assimilation's a good thing if it isn't, I'm giving up what I believe. Right? Assimilation could be, I'm going to just be not good neighbor, and I'm going to be... But in this case, they came in and said, you're going to do it like we do it. That isn't exactly assimilating.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to cut your hair, you can't speak your language, you can't do these traditions, you can't do your culture, or, you know, none of that, and without telling you, just doing it. And, you know, we're going to put you in boarding schools and disassemble the family structure. So we've survived many, many tragedies as a nation and a people. And today... When they put us on this 970,000 acres, they put us on top of many, many resources, one of them to be oil and gas.
Don't you think that proves that God has a sense of humor?
Well, yes, I do. You know, sometimes what comes around goes around, you know, they say. But so, yeah, and I, you know, we're still, in my opinion, are a very powerful nation in terms of our resources right now.
How's the unemployment picture because of those resources?
Well, you know, I used to be, by my career was as a family physician. I'm a UND.
God bless you, Indians in Medicine.
School of Medicine graduate, in-med program. And I practiced medicine throughout the Great Plains, primarily in Indian country, 22 years before I ran for office, and I rose to the level of being a chief medical officer for the North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. All IHS facilities. There's like 19 hospitals and clinics that I oversaw. But I visited each and every one of them, and, you know, the unemployment, say, in Indian country, in Pine Ridge is probably around 80 to 82%.
Oh my gosh.
Rose,
I want you to compare it to MHA Nation when we come back.
And
so we see what that bounty does. More after this. We'll
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoos, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On What's On Your Mind, live from Teddy's Presidential Suites. Great place to stay in Newtown, North Dakota, Watford City, North Dakota. Brett Erdman is here. Brett, are they still that special where if they call the front desk and say, Scott sent me, that you give them a good deal? Are we doing that?
Yeah, of course, especially if they've never stayed here before. Mention Scott, and you know, you're going to be treated like a king or queen.
All right, so first-time visit to Teddy's. Say, hey, Scott sent me, I'm coming up. You're going to treat him like a king and a queen, get him a good deal, the whole works.
Yeah, we treat everybody like that anyway, but it's,
good,
you know,
point.
But I mean, it's
a special deal.
Yeah, well,
deal,
yeah.
Easier on the pocketbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I like it. And great food here. Not quite as good as the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA, but pretty darn close. You go to any PetroServe USA today, I mean, Mandan, Bismarck, all the way to Bemidji, everything in between, Valley Dairy Stores, too. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 today. $5.99. And every Friday, great lunch specials. If you're traveling 94 today, pull off exit 292, head north for pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, two sloppy joes and chips in Harwood today. That's off I-29 or 12th Avenue I-29 location. Get ready. Wait for it. Wait for it. There's something in the air at 12th Avenue North, I-29, PetroServe USA today, proven by the fact today they are serving, Kevin, you ready? Chocolate banana French toast casserole.
All right, then.
I don't know about you, but they had me
done
at chocolate. Anyway, chocolate banana French toast casserole today, PetroServe USA, it's the kind of things they do, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Continuing our wonderful chat with the North Segment Councilwoman from MHA Nation, Mandan Hidatsu Arikara, Councilwoman Dr. Monica Meyer, a UND grad, so she's kind of special in my book, just saying. And we were talking before the break about your leadership role in healthcare for Native Americans in this region,
mm-hmm.
and about unemployment. So 80-some percent at the worst of the worst. What's it here?
Well, we are probably within the very, you know, with the nation itself. But
are you kidding me? You're close to...
We're close. We're not in the...
you're not double digits right now.
No, we're not double digits, I don't think. I don't know for sure right off the top of my head, but the
I've heard single digits, too,
yeah.
Compared to Standing Rock at 20, 30%, which is better than somewhere in the nation. In the nation, because it's close proximity to Bismarck, whatever, but I just think that's extraordinary. That's the opportunity that's here. That goes back from you know, what you're talking earlier, right? I mean, opportunity is here.
Well, right here in North Dakota, the Turtle Mountain Tribe, they're probably sitting at around 68% unemployment.
So do you think Native Americans can say, you know what, some really bad stuff happened to us? Not so necessarily us, but our ancestors, no doubt about it, right? Deals were cut and things were done and didn't involve any, I mean, no way you could say that was a good deal, okay? But it's done. So now I'm going to say it's April of 2021, I'm going to realize all this opportunity. Is that, I know it's not easy to do, but you think you can do that? Is that what you want Native Americans and MHA members to do?
I do, Scott. The big picture is that, yeah, we're a nation. Yes, we had some tragedies and atrocities, unfairness, and violation of legal treaties. Yes, that's all behind us. And now we are currently trying to... I can't speak on the behalf of any other nation, although as their former chief medical officer, I did see... The unemployment was, you know, 68%, 70%, 80%, and that's
unhealthy.
It's
not just in an economic sense.
You know, the healthcare disparity correlates with unemployment and all these other things, and so it makes it very hard for these nations to develop their any resources when they get their hands tied with the federal government, and then they get the federal government restricts, for instance, health care. IHS funds Indian health care services, and the Great Plains is primarily IHS. Now, they're not 638ed like we are, which means we've taken over our own health care.
You get the dollars, and you do your own deal.
And we do our own deal.
And do it better.
And try to do it better, yes. And the rest of them are at a congressional appropriation of maybe about 50 to 51%. So if it takes you $30 million to run Balcourt Hospital, you're going to get $15 million. And then you've got to make up the balance out of that from third-party billing. That's very difficult to do when you're living in a 68% unemployment.
If they paid it all, if the feds paid it all, just across the country, what do you need for health care? We'll pay it all. Is health care better or worse on the tribes?
I would say I don't think throwing more money in a program like Indian Health Services Nationwide, who has been chronically underfunded, chronically understaffed, that throwing more money at a situation is going to be a solution. I don't believe that.
What would be a better solution?
Well, I think a better solution would be, you know, if the federal government heavily invested into business offices like billers and coders so that they can process their third party, but also in setting up a situation where we have more providers. Because more providers see more patients, more billing, more better care. You get that health care disparity. You know, Scott, our Indian men's life expectancy is around 55.
In a country where the life expectancy is in the 80s,
72
right?
for non-Indians.
Yeah, 72 for non-Indians. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
And you throw that on top of, what you throw on top of that is drugs and alcohol.
Right.
And we don't own the block on that. Everybody has that problem across the United States.
We'll
so
finish this conversation coming up. Senator Kevin Cramer, too. Don't go away. It's What's Up.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.